As many as 3,000 teaching jobs go unfilled each year in Colorado. Last December, the state released a set of recommendations to help lawmakers address the problem. One of the first key goals is to find ways to retain the teachers the state already has, which, as KUNC's Stephanie Daniel reports, is also a concern for future educators.
Can I see your rainbow? Very good. Can you play?
Jonathan West is showing an elementary school student how to pluck the strings of her violin. It's a lesson for beginners.
Why do we do the rainbow?
So that you don't touch the other strings.
West is not a teacher, at least not yet. Right now, he's a music education major at the University of Northern Colorado in Greeley. Being a teacher is something he's wanted to do ever since middle school.
You know, I was bullied a lot, and my music class was kind of the one place for me that my teacher was encouraging and was helpful to me, and it gave me a space to express myself. And so I had decided that, you know, I wanted to be the teacher for those kids through music to give them a place to feel safe and to express themselves.
His ambition is tempered somewhat by a recent statistic from the Colorado Department of Education and Higher Education. It says nearly 17% of teachers leave the profession after 5 years. Low pay is part of the problem, but the issue is more complicated than that.
Everybody wants teachers to be the end-all be-all. We're supposed to be parents and judicial activists. We're supposed to kind of do everything at the school. It's not just teaching anymore.
Democratic State Representative Barbara McLaughlin is a former English teacher. Last year, she drafted a bill to study why educators are leaving the profession and what can be done to narrow Colorado's growing teacher shortage.
All this bill said was, do that survey again, and now let's come up with an action plan about how we can get some bills out here to actually solve the problem instead of just talking about the problem.
A bill already under consideration during this legislative session would allow students in a teaching preparation program to receive a stipend for working in rural school districts that need teachers. McLaughlin may also support another bill to provide leadership training to principals.
School by school, it's the principal that makes the biggest difference. A good principal, you have teachers who aren't talking about how miserable they are. They stay because, as most teachers do, you're not doing it for the pay. You're doing it because you love it.
So while Representative McLaughlin works on things at the state capitol, the University of Northern Colorado is also tackling the teacher shortage. Remember student Jonathan West? He's a teaching assistant with the UNC String Project, which started last year.
Can I hear you play something? Which one were you practicing?
Jumping jacks.
Jumping jacks? Can you hear you play it?
It gives music majors hands-on experience teaching fourth and fifth graders how to play the viola, violin, cello, and bass. Dr. Lindsay Fulcher is an assistant professor and oversees the String Project. She says it gives students a taste of what it's really like to be a teacher.
There's so much that goes into having a classroom other than just figuring out the curriculum and what you're going to teach from day to day, but there's the logistics of managing instruments and tuning instruments and talking with parents and sending emails and managing budgets and all of those things that teachers do behind the scenes. I hope they learn ownership. I hope they learn how to have their own classroom.
Right now, there are 25 kids in the program from elementary schools all over Weld County. Wes spends one afternoon a week teaching the music fundamentals. He says it's a nice addition to his classroom studies.
Now I feel much more comfortable working with elementary school kids, and just overall it's made me much more excited to be doing work in this field.
West grew up in Colorado Springs and would like to find a teaching job in the state after he graduates in 2019. While the teacher shortage is a problem, Fulcher says it can also be a great opportunity for her students since the state has about 5,000 open education jobs each year.
Our music education program, every student that I have worked with in the past couple years that I've been here has a job. We want to, of course, fix that teacher shortage, and we hope to do that by providing these great teachers to the state and giving them that opportunity.
What's that first note? It's D, right?
For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Daniel.